The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAY Live in 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And old what's-his-name, Dennis Jones. I'm glad you're here. We're here. Are you here? Are you really alive and well? Well, hang on, because you will be by the time this show is over. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have a broad spectrum, across the board, wonderful, incredible formulations, organic foods from plants, et cetera, put together brilliantly, wondrously, and the best prices ever. You always share that with us. It's absolutely true.
And the Alive and Well label of vitamins.
That's right.
Whatever vitamins there are, they are on the market. The Alive and Well brand is guaranteed to be the highest quality, the most perfect potencies, remarkable products. We've been in the business for 55 years, so we've been around a whole lot of different manufacturers and know what vitamin labels are really all about, and we can show you the best products that are available.
Purity and quality and extreme
Amen,
excellence
baby.
And great prices, and all of those things are there, and the protein products, etc. And we are hand-in-hand, beautifully present with the broth, and I call that the broth, broad-spectrum broth, off Cafe at Alive and Well. It's a restaurant, wonderful choices. Oh, and you know, whatever your choice happens to be, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic meats, you want chicken, all of those things organically given to you within the great spectrum of choices. And every single day, we have the marvelous visits of the representative of the local Maui organic farmers, the gorgeous vegetables and all those produce brought in every single day that's included in all of those dishes, in the organic juices, vegetable, fruit, etc., in perfect glass and high concentration juices. All of that is there for you. Nice air conditioning, beautiful granite top that you're getting.
Marble.
I call it granite. Granite and marble. I should get that.
I don't know the difference.
I don't either. I'm marbling up a bit, right?
Yeah.
And that's that, and very lovely seating, very comfortable. So all of that is available at Alive and Well.
And one-on-one consultation.
Yes.
And with Mona or with me, moi, Dennis, okay? Just call. We're there 6 days a week. Just call 877-4950. Set up a time that's convenient for you, and we're there. We're waiting for you.
That's okay? Right. And there's never a charge.
Never.
We're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. But we love to share wondrous informations that have doctors have learned about nutrition in clinical trials, in medical trials.
You
we
said
love
it
to share. But
I
again,
couldn't have said it better.
And we're not twisting your arm. We're not breaking any bones. We're not doing anything like that. And we're not charging. It's a very comfortable area. But, you know, make an appointment so we're not with somebody else, we're with you, okay? And I just love this. I love this because, again, this information came out. NASA, N-A-S-A.
And yeah. Okay. National Aeronautics Space Administration.
National Air. You always know that. That's why I always give you the stage on that one.
Well, I practice these tongue twisters all the time.
That's right. I think that's how I met you. When I met you on stage, you could do all the tongue twisters. You know, I twisted on the stage and danced around and everything, but you did the tongue twisters, right? Okay. So anyway, NASA says they give their astronauts, and what they say, they give their astronauts rocket fuel for the brain. That's an exact quote from NASA. Rocket fuel for the brain, PQQ, pyrroloquinoloquinolone. Did I say it correct?
Yeah, sort of.
And that would, is a natural...
You would never get a spacesuit with that kind of pronunciation.
No, but it is a completely natural product, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting that, you know, NASA's giving that to their astronauts so they'd be so powerful and mentally rocket fuel for the brain. And Alive and Well, in investigating what other brands are that have the PQQ, Alive and Well is four times the potency at a...
Four times, and it's... Not four times the price.
No.
It's four times the potency and the delivering system.
That's right.
The supporting nutrients which absorb it most efficiently and put it to work right between your ears, making your brain really on the ball.
That's right. And it is called Brain Power.
Brain Power.
Brain Power. And we go along with NASA. It's when they call it rocket fuel for the brain, it's Brain Power. So many different friends come in, even as recently as this week, again, coming in and saying, I need more for my brain. Tell me about it. You know, it's any age, but a younger woman came in, middle age, and she said, I've got to do something more for my brain. I've been taking care of people, but I feel like my brain is shriveling up. And we told her about the right nutrients.
And you know what?
Brain Power.
People who feel their brain is shriveling up, they're right.
That's right.
Your brain is shriveling up because you're no longer 18. You're no longer 6. You're an adult, and adults get older, and the aging process is not a rejuvenation procedure. So the brain suffers the same fate that the rest of your anatomy does. But it's noticeable in your brain particularly. You don't notice it in your hands maybe so much, but it's noticeable in your brain because all of a sudden you can't remember the what. What did you say? That's the brain.
The brain's
trying to make all those neurotransmitters connect and create a natural thought. Well, those things don't happen as readily as they did when you were younger. And the rocket fuel for the brain, the brain power, rejuvenates them. So says NASA.
And no drug.
No nutrient. Drugs at all.
That's right. And you know, Den, what here's in the book, of course, in the Brain Health book, and this is a medical report that goes right along with what you have to say. It can get a little scary, but now when we know what to do, it's not scary at all.
Are they quoting me? Are they quoting me again?
You know, they should give your name here, dear. But I really think
when you say
should object.
They should, but that tone of voice implies.
I don't see Dennis under there anywhere.
No.
I don't see it. Okay, but here we go.
Okay.
The quote. Scientists, I'm quoting exactly, scientists estimate we lose 85,000 brain cells per day.
Who's counting?
Whoa, that is one per second. Over 31 million brain cells every year. A recent study by the Natural Institute ranked healthy mental function as the number one health concern among those over 60 years old. I would think so if you're losing 31 million brain cells a year and 85,000 brain cells per day.
Yeah.
Okay?
And you know what? You don't rejuvenate those brain cells. You don't rejuvenate any healthy activism within your body. You don't rejuvenate any of that stuff with sugar. And flour and bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whiz-bangs and yum-yums and wee-wees because they all convert to sugar. And sugar, a little bit from fruit, a little bit from your natural vegetables and foods, but sugar added to anything creates what? Inflammation. And what is inflammation? It's fire. Simply fire. And fire burns up those invisible little cells and all the invisible little mitochondria in every cell, which creates energy for every cell in your body.
That's right.
Consider this. You're talking about the brain power. The brain cells are invisible. You can't see them with the naked eye. But with a microscope, they jump into life, into aliveness. And you find out that in each individual brain cell, there are 10,000 invisible mitochondria. Can you ever conceive of anything so tiny, so small? 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every brain cell. And those mitochondria create energy and vitality in the one invisible cell. Well, the brain power has been proven by NASA and other medical sciences to rejuvenate the volatility, the lifespan, and the creativity of the mitochondria. So when you use the brain power, you're giving your brain space-age power and strength.
That's
right.
Amazing. And you know, when you were speaking about the fat, these doctors go on to say in their report that we've said for so long, brain and nervous system are comprised of 60% fat. You have to ensure that you are taking high amounts of omega-3 essential fatty acids found in wild cold water fish and fish oil supplements.
Amen, sister.
So that's what they're talking about, because remembering the brain is a fat, and the super pure EPA and the DHA comprise about 60% of the volume of your brain. And even the head of Cleveland Clinic came out and said, I have to be taking the super pure fish oils as a supplement because he was 50, you know. And yeah. He said, because my brain starts shrinking dramatically at 50, and
Amen.
I want to stop that.
Amen.
So that's really important, kind. And it's the EPA and the DHA. And could you please tell our dear friends, because you worked with the top specialist to make sure that there was a super high concentration of that in a new product that Alive and Well came out.
It's the Alive and Well Super Omega-3.
Super high potency.
It's amazing what it does.
Yes.
It's high potency. And again, keep in mind, life is, say, all biochemists and life sciences. Inflammation is the struggle we're up against. We have to have our own individual, unique fire department combating inflammation 24 hours a day, because inflammation burns, and it burns up those microscopic little pieces of things called cells, and all those cells put together make you. Okay, and the mitochondria get burned up by sugar.
That's
the
right.
The mitochondria get burned up by omega-6 fatty acids. What are omega-6? Well, if you're eating any nut or any seed, except macadamia, all other nuts and seeds contain omega-6. Omega-6 is inflammation. Now, all kinds of almond lovers are going to jump all over me for saying that, but it's not me that's saying it. I'm quoting what holistic physicians say around the world. Omega-6 creates inflammation.
That's right.
Well, combine the omega-6 in safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all those vegetable oils. They're all omega-6.
Yeah.
Combine those with some flour and some sugar, and you're making a bakery product, and what have you got? You've got omega-6 tripled.
That's
omega-6
right.
Is doing what? It's not building brains. It's creating a fire.
That's right. And you know, it just exactly what you're saying, Tom Holland, MD, medical doctor, a clinician at the Rush Institute for Healthy Aging in Chicago, he says the best plan is to consume healthy nutrients and supplements each day. Nutrients are stored in our bodies are very efficient at extracting them when needed. He was talking here about best memory and brain best boosting foods.
Yep.
And he then goes on to say, there are foods that harm brain health and memory, and you must avoid them, says Dr. Holland. The items include the fried foods, just what you said, which have
fried,
harmful trans fats, processed foods as candy, cake, snacks, potato chips, and unhealthy ingredients in these foods, unhealthy fats, increase inflammation, which has been linked to cognitive decline and memory issues, says the top doctor at the Rush at the Institute for Healthy Aging in Chicago.
There you go.
So there it is, exactly what you're saying right now. So it's not something you're making up right there. Okay?
If you want to get some minuscule idea of what every cell in your body goes through, your brains, your eyes, your heart, your entire cardiovascular circulatory system, do this. Give you an inkling of what's really going on in your body. When you're eating the omega-6 oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, etc., all those inflammatory oils, when you're eating a lot of breads and pastas and flour products and sugar products, consider this. They're all creating inflammation. So to see what inflammation really amounts to, do this. Light a match. Hold your hand over the match. how long can you hold your hand over the match? Well, how long can your brain cells put up with inflammation? That's what's going on, okay?
Yes.
To rejuvenate, restore, renew, good old PQQ, pyrroloquinoline quinone, space-age nutrient for the brain.
That's right.
Is amazing. NASA says it. NASA uses it.
Rocket fuel for the brain.
It's amazing what it can do to help restore and to help deny the rampant inflammation of the brain, which burns up the healthy fats.
Right. And you know, interesting that Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous doctor, was talking about, and this is a leader in Europe, and he's talking about the importance of the acetyl form of L-carnitine, which passes the blood-brain barrier, acetyl L-carnitine.
Uh-huh.
And this is what he says. I'm quoting the doctor.
Quote him.
Is safe, and it protects the brain and other organs and tissues. Okay, and also benefits arrhythmias.
Acetyl L-carnitine.
Crosses the blood-brain barrier and the heart barrier, benefits arrhythmias, and also found that this compound has wonderful effects in the heart, reduced all-cause mortality. A big study, he's quoting, published in the journal, the Mayo Clinic Proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Now, he's quoting them, found that acetyl L-carnitine reduced all-cause mortality, that's death from any reason, by 27%, ventricular serious arrhythmias, that's the heart arrhythmias, by 65%, and heart attacks by 40%. He's found, okay, and he goes on and on. Okay, I wrote previously, says the doctor, about acetyl L-carnitine's ability to prevent muscle loss, particularly in older men.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. It was found to reduce muscle soreness after exercise, reduce oxidative stress that occurs with exercise, researchers observed a significant increase in the antioxidant capacity after supplementation. And he talks about how acetyl L-carnitine prevents arrhythmias and heart attacks. All of those different things about acetyl L-carnitine, a leader in Europe for the brain and the heart. It has another action, too. It helps the liver break down triglycerides, which are the toxic fats, the results of eating the wrong foods and the sugars, which clog up the liver and the liver function, you know, and do such damage. That is amazing, that acetyl L-carnitine.
And we've got it alive and well. It's the best quality product in the world. But it's also been used for the heart. But as you mentioned briefly, in passing, I believe, that the brain has a blood-brain barrier. And people oftentimes confuse acetyl L-carnitine with L-carnitine. L-carnitine is a very healthy amino acid. It helps to build muscle, etc. It's a very important nutrient. But acetyl L-carnitine is the only form of carnitine that the brain allows within the brain. The blood-brain barrier sees L-carnitine and says, you're not quite right. You're not right for here. Get on your way. The acetyl L-carnitine, the door is open wide and there's a big band playing when the acetyl L-carnitine enters into the brain sphere, because it again restores what? The energy-producing capabilities of the mitochondria, those tiny little invisible organelles which create energy for every cell in your brain. That's amazing stuff. PQQ, acetyl L-carnitine, R-alpha-lipoic acid.
Super pure omega-3.
Super pure omega-3.
Absolutely. Very high concentration, which makes up your brain.
And you can hold those in your hand and say, these are brain builders.
Right. And remember, sometimes one can even learn from our children. Our grown-up children.
Our grown-up son
often says, Mom, sometimes there's a point, and he brings up certain points. Sometimes there's a point that Dad has to learn, and you have to teach him.
Okay.
Sometimes he can know a whole lot about all these different things. Of course, he goes through telling me these things all the time. But there's a certain point that he may not learn about, and here it is. I'm not leaving the topic without making sure you hear this point. And Gary, if we find a way for superabsorption, maybe the acetyl L-carnitine can take this point that I'm making right now, which has medical background, and get this to be absorbed into your brain right now and into your feet.
This is another Dennis improvement moment.
That's exactly, just as Darren has said, Mom, it's your responsibility. I that just another one of the thousand responsibilities the old lady's got. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So here it is. And again, on their a combination in their book about brain health, all medical studies, okay? Recently, a major study from Albert Einstein College of Medicine reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. Do we hear this? Okay?
I hear.
Dance is a powerful way to improve brain health. Research focused on the effect of dancing on the brain. It measured factors such as memory, sense of well-being, serotonin, the anti-stress hormone, and stress levels. The studies showed that while exercise is good for your overall health, improved cognitive exercise, all of those different things. That exercise, you guessed it, is frequent dancing. Scientists found that dancing combines with many beneficial factors as we age, including recreational benefits and creative thinking. Dancing holds clues to health benefits such as stress reduction, increased serotonin, and love of life. And here's Dr. Joseph Coyle, C-O-Y-L-E, Harvard Medical School psychiatrist. You can't be a higher grade than that,
sounds
my dear.
Sounds fishy to me.
He's not talking fishies right now. He's saying it turns out this is the doctor. Dancing incorporates simultaneous brain functions like rational thinking, keeping steps with your partner, musical sense, and emotional well-being. How does this dancing actually improve brain health? Dr. Joseph Coyle, Harvard Medical School psychiatrist, commented on the new study, said the cerebral cortex and hippocampus of our brains are very elastic. They rewire themselves after each use. Dancing helps rewire the brain. And he goes on and on and on and on about dancing. Those dancing shoes and get going.
And how much PQQ brain power does he take?
You get a lot of PQQ to the feet and to the rest of your body, okay? New
and
pathways.
And a super pure omega-3 fish oils. How many units of that does he take a day? All right, okay.
But what
you missed was the addendum to that article. It says if you increase your cardio Q10, if you increase your super pure omega-3 fish oils, if you increase your PQQ brain power, then you're dancing, baby. You are dancing.
He's always got an answer for everything.
Yeah.
Those are wonderful nutrients for your brain, but you still got to dance, baby.
Well,
dance, ballerina dance. So, okay, that's one I remembered when I was young. Maybe you're not a ballerina, but dance, ballet dancer, dance, okay?
I think I have some kind of severe circulatory problem with my feet.
Let's talk about that. You take every circulatory nutrient there is,
and you can move around perfectly. They're not getting the brain-foot connection doesn't seem to be all that... Dancing, okay. Anyhow, let's get
goodness.
On with good stuff.
Well, anyhow, this is a report that just came out. We're going on in a little different area right now. This just came out, medical report. This is a medical report. A new medical study shows that popular diabetes and weight loss drugs, before I say this, you can't turn on the TV on most channels without seeing this particular drug and the category constantly advertised on the commercials.
Yeah.
A new medical study shows that popular diabetes and weight loss drugs like Ozempic can be linked to a rare type of blindness.
Oh, my God.
Called NAION, non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. Okay? Researchers noticed many more cases of NAION, this optic neuropathy, in patients using these drugs. And the lead researcher being reported here, Dr. Joseph Risso. Medical professionals stress the importance of monitoring serious side effects. Patients experience vision changes, consult their healthcare providers to evaluate the risks. The study highlights the delicate balance between managing chronic conditions and remaining vigilant about new complications. And this was a big medical study that was done showing the connection between optic neuropathy, that's your eyesight.
That's it,
neuropathy
going.
Is dead.
That's right.
Dead nerve cells with a popular diabetes and weight loss drugs.
Good God.
So, you know, and when we talk about what are well-known nutrients for stabilizing blood sugar, you know, there are wonderful, wonderful nutrients. Berberine has been used forever. It's mm-hmm. a plant mm-hmm. for helping to do that. And blood sugar harmony, we made sure that the nutrients would be put together all in one. We have so many people so happy about that because their blood sugar is much more successful. They're not hurting themselves
That's
with
right.
the nutrients from the plants
they lower,
that they're taking.
By lowering their blood sugar level with blood sugar harmony and berberine, they can, so many holistic physicians have gradually reduced any drugs that they were on for diabetes.
That's right.
For type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Because, again, those drugs, they don't create life. Drugs do not create life. They reduce symptoms, negative symptoms, but they also create a lot of undesirable side effects. Other symptoms start to arise. And the problem is that diabetes, we talked about inflammation before, and diabetes, more diabetics go blind than anybody else. More diabetics have Alzheimer's, more diabetics have Parkinson's, more
That's
diabetics
right.
have amputations of limbs and toes and legs, and it just goes on and on. Why? Because the sugars and the refined carbohydrates and the junk foods create inflammation,
destroy
your raging inferno, okay?
Yes, that's right.
So by using the nutrients, holistic physicians have found over the years that the nutrients contained in blood sugar harmony, the nutrients contained in the berberine, do wonders in helping you stabilize, utilize carbohydrates, stabilize levels of blood sugar, and reducing the inflammation.
That's right. And, you know, and for a long time,
and
certain other nutrients.
And pain power works in this as well, reducing inflammation.
And again in the news, I can't leave the topic because you're talking about the inflammation, the wonderful thing for the pain power. And here's a big-time medical report. The use of use of over-the-counter pain relievers, ibuprofen and the others, associated with hearing loss in men and women. Use of NSAIDs and aspirin are associated with interstitial nephritis, a kidney damage that can be permanent, leading to kidney failure. The NSAIDs also induce other renal function, that's abnormalities, fluid retention, electrolyte complications, deterioration of the kidneys. The even short-term use, they say, increases your risk of further injuries, okay? And pain and discomfort are the common triggers for opioid prescriptions, which have risen over 100% in the last, 10 years. After just 1 month on morphine, patients showed demonstrable changes in brain volume. The brain shrunk.
Oh, boy.
The number of deaths from overdose rose from a little over 10,000 a year to 35,000 in 2015. And again, what more great reason to be taking the pain power, the nutrient combination of great nutrients that has multiple benefits, using the eggshell membrane. Remember in the war, all the damaged structures, the pain, the flame, all the things you're talking about, stopped the war. And in the process of the healing, the eggshell membrane, which has a dramatic effects, the eggshell membrane is just so terrific. That's just exactly that. The little skin inside the cooked egg, eggs, of course. Okay, and maintains healthy articular cartilage and surrounding synovial tissue by nourishing the joints and creating joint comfort, flexibility. So again, they're best buddies. okay?
They work
and
together.
Their best eggshell membrane.
And it's the ligaments are dependent upon it. The ligaments, the tendons, the connective tissue, the cartilage, all these things work together to make your knee perform the way it's supposed to. Or your thumb, whatever it might be, there's connective tissue involved. And the nutrients rebuild it. The pain power can reduce the pain, reduce the destruction, okay, and very effectively. But the nutrients, the eggshell membrane in particular, is very effective in restoring the connective ligaments, tendons, and cartilage, which makes a nice, smooth-moving knee or knuckle, wherever it is in your body.
Yeah, and you know what's really important, and again, this is medically reported, how to maximize the impressive health benefit of curcumin, which is the turmeric extract.
Well, it's in pain power.
Exactly, and high potency. But they go on to say right here medically, all right, and they talk about how it came out. It's a plant native to Southeast Asia, been using for healing properties for 4,000 years, contains powerful antioxidants, safety, non-toxicity, even at the highest doses. But they make this point here medically. Make this point. Just made this. This was just made. Improved delivery methods. The bioperine black pepper extract have been shown to strongly improve absorption of curcumin, which has a direct impact on your health. This high-quality curcumin extract has shown great potential. When consumed efficiently, they say curcumin has unique health-promoting properties, which makes it a uniquely valuable supplement with many benefits. Could you talk about the bioperine extract?
Well, it's a black pepper extract, which stimulates the proper absorption of nutrients. It's an anti-inflammatory, okay? And combining that with the curcumin. Now, keep in mind the curcumin. People say, well, I take turmeric. Okay, taking turmeric, that's fine. Turmeric is good. But the active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin. But the active content in turmeric is of curcumin is minuscule. You don't get that much of it.
Right.
But in a pain power formula, you're getting 2,000 times more curcumin than you would in a corresponding weight amount of turmeric.
And here they say right here, I want you to read this, because that is exactly what the doctors say. Black pepper extract supercharges curcumin absorption. Can you read that?
All right.
Right there. Read that for us, okay?
Go
right ahead, babe.
As usual, folks, this is word for word directly
from the doctors.
As he wrote it, okay? Okay, if you want to up the bioavailability of curcumin, black pepper extract is a crucial addition. Piperine is the name. The primary active component in black pepper has been shown to increase the bioavailability by 2,000%.
So you're not making that up. That's what the doctors in this research has shown.
And he goes on to say, the curcuminoid piperine combination addressed in the symptoms of metabolic syndrome in 117 study subjects who exhibited both oxidative stress and inflammation. According to the randomized controlled trial and updated meta-analysis, boy, this is in deep, deep, deep research here.
That's right.
And it isn't just a trial. It's the randomized controlled trial and updated meta-analysis of the trial, and the oxidative and inflammatory status showed significant improvement even with the short-term curcumin supplementation. So this pain power works right into this whole program.
Absorption.
Let me go on. The combination of curcumin, says the doctor, and piperine enhance the myriad benefits of curcumin and work synergistically together to reduce oxidative stress and inflammation in individuals with metabolic syndrome. Okay. The idea is, again, I know I say it a lot, but let me say it one more time. These are nutrients. They're not drugs. These have been extensive research by holistic MDs, not leaf turners and wishful thinkers. This is amazing, amazing research that shows that curcumin is remarkable. But combine it with the black pepper extract, the piperine, as is in Pain Power. But the Pain Power also has natokinase and serratio peptidase. Those are two other, and boswellia. Those are three other major components which reduce inflammation and enhance the absorption of each and every one of the components contained in the formula.
That's right, and they
it's
go
It's a phenomenal combination.
Yeah.
People who use it report back that it's, and we've had it for 10 years. It was formulated, I inquired with a holistic physician and biochemist who formulated this product for us, and it's unique. Nobody else has it. It's a phenomenally effective, safe, easy to use, no side effects, nutrient, which helps to accomplish all of those major accomplishments.
And they go on that this is all capitalized, the World Journal of Gastroenterology Report. Okay?
Yeah.
This is the big time, all the world journal of all these doctors and specialists talking about this type of curcumin that they were speaking about. Curcumin inhibits inflammatory responses by, listen, this is very important, reducing the production of inflammatory cytokines. It reduces the fire cells while enhancing the production of anti-inflammatory cytokines.
Wonderful,
wow.
Wonderful.
By cutting off the hyper-inflammatory cytokine storm, the curcumin active extract diminishes cellular damage, say the doctors in their report, okay? And they go on that you have to take that. All the people, they talk about all their health people that they had here, the World Journal, decreased inflammation, decreased allergies, enhanced immunity against tumors and other pathogens. Anti-infective properties of curcumin have shown potential against viral and bacteria infections, and they also say this form of curcumin for a much healthier heart. Cardiovascular protective effects, wow. My God, they keep on citing all of this. Okay?
And the brain. Did they mention the brain, how it works on the brain?
Well, they're saying here, doctors state medical studies, they quote, focused on curcumin's ability as a treatment for major depressive disorders and generated impressive results. Listen, a meta-analysis, that's a zillion studies, conducted in 2016, found that this form of curcumin had its highest antidepressant effects when administered to middle-aged adults, even at high doses, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, hardening of the arteries, a different with the bioperine extract, major promise, and polycystic ovarian syndrome. Amazing. All of things like that. It goes on and on and on and on and on. We could go on forever. And I mean, if you want to read more, there's more here, too, on all the multitudes.
Do we have time to read the entire?
Mood-enhancing effects.
Okay,
mood-enhancing effects. Better digestion, better serotonin, dopamine, feeling good, etc. Anti-inflammatory benefits, your health, joint health. And here's a study of 367 patients with osteoarthritis found that taking turmeric with the bioperine extract three times daily was comparable to hundreds and hundreds of milligrams of ibuprofen with zero side effects.
But again, the activity of turmeric is minor.
That's right.
It is the Pain Power component in turmeric.
That's what they say. Consuming the high-quality curcumin with the black pepper extract is the answer to the serum levels of the powerful.
Okay.
That's exactly what they're saying on all of these things. No side effects. And they say they reduce the cellular... Listen to this one. Woo! Woo! Curcumin with black pepper extract has a strong ability to reduce cellular damage that reduces wrinkles, dark spots, and other signs of aging. Now, I didn't know that, my dear. I didn't know that.
Honey.
And could you read the gut health summary
that the doctor said? Let me talk about wrinkles for a minute.
Talk about wrinkles. Tell me about it. I want to talk about wrinkles.
Talk about shrivel.
Ay vey.
Talk about wrinkles.
Tell me about the wrinkles.
Talk about dry skin.
Darling,
talk about flaky.
Growing
talk about,
okay.
Well, you're pretty flaky, but you ain't wrinkled. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about it.
Go ahead. All right. Here's from the article. As the doctor wrote it.
Doctors.
Curcumin promotes good gut health. Curcumin also aids digestion and works with our gut microbiome to improve immune function. Microbiome are the beautiful little bacteria that work to finish off the digestion, proper utilization of nutrients, and that the microbiome also interact directly with your brain. Okay? The Journal of Evidence-Based Integrative Medicine found curcumin increased the diversity of beneficial bacteria strains more so than any whole turmeric while reducing the pathogens. Let me read that again. The Journal of Evidence-Based Integrative Medicine found that curcumin increased the diversity of beneficial bacteria which interact with your brain and your guts 24 hours a day. And it is more effective than the whole turmeric, while reducing the different pathogens and ill health scenario. The microbial diversity in the turmeric group increased 7%, whereas the number spiked to 69% of the curcumin group and decreased in the placebo group. Okay, I'll read that again because it's very important. The microbial diversity, the microbes in your guts, in the turmeric group increased by 7%. And in the microbial diversity in the curcumin increased 69%. So that's 10 times more. It's a great reminder that there is a world of difference between curcumin and turmeric, is there ever?
And okay. In all of their studies, it was the bioperine extract.
A little summation here.
That's right.
Curcumin, he says, also benefits your gut by increasing the permeability of the intestinal barrier. This directly addresses issues as IBS, celiac, and Crohn's disease. There are many ways to fix gut health, and curcumin's ability to enhance the health of your gut lining can be a valuable ally.
My gosh, absolutely. And how critically important that is. But I didn't realize the vast array. You know, I knew about the absorption and just has proven, and here's all the top doctors, the big medical studies, 2,000% better absorption the functions.
That's right.
But I didn't realize the plethora. That's, you know, I love that word because you're seeing a rainbow of magnificent effects, you know?
Right.
And, you know, so NASA should add that even with brain power. Pain power and brain power.
Amen.
And an eggshell membrane for reconstruction and everything and flexibility and all of those wonderful things that are doing. That's incredible. I mean, but I didn't know that about wrinkling. Did you know that about wrinkling?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay, so it's, you know...
Any other questions about wrinkling?
Any questions about wrinkling? Okay, and, you know, but he shouldn't say, you know, but anyway, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, okay, he is reporting about what increases the cancer risk, okay? He's talking only a small percent are caused by inherited genetic mutations. 90 to 95% of cases, environmental toxins... such as tobacco smoke, radiation, and damaging substances, lifestyle factors, all of which cause inflammation as the main cause of cancer.
And lifestyle factors are what you put in your mouth.
That's right.
Okay.
And he says abdominal obesity is highly inflammatory, says the doctor, which is a major contributor. And he says, this is the doctor, and he says, all cells contain special suicide genes, the function of which is to kill cells damaged so badly that they become cancerous. One example is the P53 gene. Approximately 50% of cancers have mutations of this gene. This prevents the cells from self-destruction, which allows the development of cancer. Cancers with P53 suicide genes are highly resistant to any conventional treatments. And what causes these things, these cancer-causing agents, are many toxic dietary ingredients, just as you've said, and I've said endlessly.
And you know what else? Hippocrates said this several thousand years ago.
Tell me.
Hippocrates said when farming was farming, when farming was real farming, when they would take care of the soil, build the soil, and he said, let food be your medicine.
That's exactly right.
Well, farming is no longer that way. Farming is all man-made chemicals added to the soil and pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all the sides, suicides in the
that's
world.
That's just what he says okay? here, too.
But that, again, that's where the nutrients used to be in the food.
Right.
Well, now the nutrients are in Alive and Well, in a capsule called Pain Power, in the Cardio CoQ10, in the Brain Power, in the immune boosting formulations that are espoused by holistic physicians, which say you don't want to take the vaccines because the vaccines kill your own innate immune
That's
function
right.
and are incomplete in effectiveness. Whereas you are born given at your creation, you are given an innate immune function.
That's right.
It says, fortify what you are given.
That's
and
it.
You do that by eating the right kinds of foods, eliminating the junk from this world of chemicals, and taking the right nutrients, and you have an immune system which functions properly.
Right, and he does his summary here, Dr. Blaylock, MD, very famous. Most people are exposed to that number of cancer-causing agents and environmental risk daily basis, and just as he says, many toxic dietary ingredients, toxic metals, nicotine, tobacco smokes, exposure to pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And he then doesn't leave the topic without saying, and medications such as statin drugs, steroids, and TNF alpha inhibitors, a class of drugs used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases, increase cancer risks, says the doctor, by suppressing the immune system. So don't take the terrible, destructive drugs, okay? He's telling you that, and the clinical trials have supported that. Use the nutrients that have been shown to help on every single possible way, okay?
And those statements are corroborated by every holistic physician on the face of the earth. They all recommend, look, you were given magic substance called life. Feed the life. Don't poison it with the man-made chemicals.
No, that's right. And, the doctors just go on, and they go say here that the researchers say the I factor is the best way to predict how well you age. The I factor that they're reporting here stands for your body's level of body inflammation, the mm-hmm. inflammation factor. And they are telling you right here, reduce the inflammation and you age much better. Research has found that older adults consume the lowest amount of antioxidants and the highest amount of inflammatory foods.
And inflammation has been proven time ad nauseum to be the primary source, the creation, the environment for all disease. Every disease known to medical science emanates from a chronic inflammatory activity in your body. What
That's
reduces
right.
those? Well, we've told you a million times already in this show. It's the natural nutrients which reduce the inflammation.
That's right.
All right. Inflammation destroys, burns, annihilates, okay? But the nutrients rebuild, restore, and create new life in every molecule, every cell in your body.
Yes, and just as they go on, even in all listing so many different nutrients, one of the ones that we love too is the quercetin, which is the flavonoid antioxidant, promotes heart health, but stimulates a healthy inflammatory response. We've told people in nature the vitamin C exists with the quercetin. And the clinical research says the doctor's shown that quercetin helps support healthy brain cell function too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Linus Pauling Institute, again, the doctor's institute, showing that natural vitamin C, first line of critical antioxidants, and recent research in the Journals of Gerontology, that's older people, medical report for older people, found a startling link between vitamin C intake and cognitive function later in life. And he says, unlike other mammals, humans are unable to make vitamin C internally. You must obtain an adequate amount of supplementation. Quercetin is a great additive and is naturally present with the plants we've often talked about.
They're synergistic, maybe. They are synergistic.
I like the word. Explain
okay.
it.
Synergistic means they work together, hand in glove, hand in hand, shaking hands. It's synergism. One thing helps the other thing work more effectively and efficiently. That's what life is all about. There's synergism in human relations with your family, with your friends. That's synergistic. You give and they give, and what you have is a friendship. Well, with nutrients, it's the same analogy. Nutrients give and nutrients give, and between the two or three or four dozen to 5,000 different nutrients that you're ingesting, they are synergistic and working together to create life. And that's what you are.
Yes, and you know, he's very good at explaining this. Dr. Russell Blaylock also saying, he says, I'm quoting the doctor, and he says, the concept of inflammation in the body. Most people, he says, think of inflammation merely as something that happens in the joint and muscles. Like when you lift something you shouldn't or exercise, you feel pain, stiffness, swelling. What most people don't know is that when it comes to inflammation, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And overweight, other things, other factors, junk food, sugary desserts, other bad habits, that is again, the massive increase in inflammation. Remember, under the surface of that small iceberg, you can see with your eyes the process of inflammation has been festering silently for years, maybe for decades. So he really makes the point that it's really critically powerful and important. Inflammation affects your entire body, not just your joints. It even makes you grow old well before your time. So do everything that we know naturally and healthily.
You know, there was a lady that came in the store the other day. She went to, she said, I don't want to take any more vitamins. I said, well, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you not to take them. I can't tell you to take them. I give you the information and encourage you to use them as the way that holistic physicians recommend them. She says, but, and I asked her what she ate, and she had diabetes, and she had blood pressure problems, and she had several other health challenges. But she said, and I take the vitamins, and they don't really do all that much because I don't know. I said, well, consider what you're putting in your mouth. What are you eating? Would you rather progress, as most holistic physicians say the progression goes, for when you start getting these conditions, they only get worse. If you take the drugs can help to allay some of the anxiety and the pain, but they don't correct the situation. What would you like to do? Eat more of what you're eating and having more of the symptoms you're having? Or would you consider using the nutrients and eliminating some of the crap that you're putting in your mouth? And she said, well, why don't you consider eliminating the junk? Eat more vegetables without chemicals. Eat more eggs, organic free-range eggs.
Wild
eat the
fish,
foods that really
right.
produce health.
That's
the
right.
wild fish
that's right.
from Alaska are fine. From the Atlantic, not so much so. But help, go on a program of rebuilding your health. Your food selection is not rebuilding. It's degeneration.
No.
So that's the choice we all have, okay? If you want to eat right, eat right.
That's right.
Eliminate the stuff that you can't live without.
That's right.
Okay? It tastes so good, I got to have it. Well, eliminate that and use the nutrients, which you'll find, long run, taste much better.
And come into Alive and Well, because we have great information and all these wonderful products for you, the magnificent food and organic and broad spectrum of any conceivable type. Call our number 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services, even to reserve your foods. So having a party, give them the healthy foods. Give everything the good, not the bad, and make appointments, sitting down one-on-one. All of those wonderful things are there. Remember, it's all there at Alive and Well, as we are there for you every minute, all the time, 6 days a week. There we are.
And when you want the highest quality vitamin supplements in the world, you'll find them at Alive and Well. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time, folks,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.